It's Wednesday of Holy Week, Spy Wednesday. Today is the last full day of Lent, Wednesday of Holy Week, or Spy Wednesday. The nickname Spy probably comes from the fact that Judas slipped off to conspire with the Sanhedrin to betray the Lord. The Roman station today is the Liberian Basilica, St. Mary Major. We were here 5 weeks ago. After an apparition of Mary on August 5th, 352, there was a miraculous snowfall during a Roman August, which outlined the plan for this church on the Esquiline Hill. Pope Liberius began construction of the first church, though the actual site was nearby to the present church rather than on the spot. The present St. Mary's is probably still the oldest Western church dedicated to Mary. It was built in the present location by Pope Sixtus III at the time when the Council of Ephesus issued its definition that Mary is Mother of God. She is the mother of the whole person of Christ and not just part of his person. And so, since she is the mother of Jesus and Jesus is both perfectly human and perfectly God, Mary is the Mother of God. In this basilica, you will find the tomb of St. Matthias, the 13th apostle who replaced Judas, and also the tomb of St. Jerome. Housed here also is a reliquary with pieces of the wood from the Holy Manger of Bethlehem. The tomb of the great sculptor John Lorenzo Bernini is here, in the floor to the left of the altar, toward the chapel of the Borghese family, wherein we venerate the image of Mary, most beloved by the Romans, Salus Populi Romani, which has been here for some 1400 years. From Lenten Reflections from a Father Who Keeps His Promises by Scott Hahn. As I studied the ancient Jewish Passover liturgy, I learned that the Seder meal was divided into four parts, which correspond to the four different cups that were served. The preliminary course consisted of a solemn blessing pronounced over the first cup of wine, which was followed by a dish of bitter herbs. Next, the Passover narrative was recited, after which Psalm 113 was sung. Drinking the second cup of wine immediately followed. Third, the main meal was served, consisting of lamb and unleavened bread, which preceded the drinking of the third cup of wine, known as the cup of blessing. Finally, the climax of the Passover came with the singing of Psalms 114 to 118 and drinking the fourth cup of wine, the cup of consummation. Many New Testament scholars see this pattern reflected in the gospel narratives of the Last Supper. In particular, the cup that Jesus blessed and distributed is identified as the third cup of the Passover meal. Paul identifies this cup of blessing with the cup of the Eucharist. See 1 Corinthians 10:16. Instead of progressing immediately to the climax of Passover by drinking the fourth cup, the disciples and Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. For students of the Passover, Jesus skipping the fourth cup is almost the practical equivalent of a priest's omitting the words of consecration at Mass or forgetting communion. Why did Jesus choose not to drink the fourth cup? There in Gethsemane, Jesus prayed, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me." What cup was Jesus talking about? Some scholars identify the cup as the cup of God's wrath, frequently mentioned by the Old Testament prophets. However, a more basic connection is the more immediate context of Passover, which Jesus had just been celebrating. I then turn to the Gospel of John. For John, the hour of Jesus' passion, crucifixion, and death is also the hour of his greatest glory. His abject humiliations constitute his exaltation. His apparent defeat at the hands of his enemies is seen as his supreme triumph. His death is actually the event that brings life to the world. So the "it" that was finished was the Passover that Jesus had begun, but interrupted, in the upper room. Its completion was marked by Jesus drinking sour wine on Golgotha, the fourth cup. And Jesus calls us, as his disciples, to not only partake of the cup of blessing, the third cup, which we share in the Eucharist, but also of the fourth cup by dying for him. Only then is the Paschal mystery truly fulfilled in us.